the month of God. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, salam and welcome to the program. We are with you with another episode of the special series for Ramadan. As you know, human being is a combination of physics and metaphysics. The body is human's natural aspect, and spirit is his supernatural aspect. What gives him value and distinguishes him from other creatures is the divine spirit. The programs of the blessed month of Ramadan mainly focus on human's spirit rather than his body. We should not forget that eating less and indulging less in the pleasures of flesh is one of the best ways for reaching perfection and sublimity. Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, said, "God has spread a tablecloth in the month of Ramadan, and he wants to seat his guests at this tablecloth to feed them from what he has prepared for them, namely, the food of the tablecloth. The food of God Almighty's tablecloth is the Noble Quran." Imam Khomeini continues, "It comes to the mind as why the night of Qadr is not among the early nights of the blessed month of Ramadan, because the night of Qadr, that God wants to bestow additional bounties in it, the necessary preparations have not been set for it in the beginning of the month yet. You should get away a little from naturalness and materialism through this tolerance of hunger and thirst and physical austerities, and get closer to spirituality and being like angels, so that you will get prepared for acceptance and reception of divine teachings and divine bounties. Fasting is a means for self-building and setting ground for practical change in accordance with human innate nature." Fasting of Ramadan is obligatory for every mature and sane man and woman. But those who have a problem and cannot fast, God has permitted them not to fast in this month. A person who cannot fast due to illness, if after the month of Ramadan he is able, he should fast as compensation. If fasting is harmful for a pregnant woman or her child, she should not fast, but for each day, she should give some amount of wheat or barley to the poor. She should also fast later on as compensation for the days that she had not fasted. A nursing woman also should not fast if it is harmful for her or if fasting reduces the amount of her milk. But for each day, she should give a specified amount of wheat or barley to the poor. She should also fast later on as compensation for the days that she had not fasted. If a person is weak and cannot fast, fasting of Ramadan is not obligatory for him. Also, if a person is suffering from a disease that he cannot endure thirst, he is also exempted from fasting. But later on, if he becomes healthy enough to fast, he should fast for the days that he had not fasted. A traveler who leaves his hometown for another place, provided that he goes more than 22.5 kilometers away from his place, he should not fast unless he stays there for at least 10 days. One of the supplications that clearly manifests politeness of servant before God is dua iftitah, meaning opening supplication. This supplication is recommended to be recited in the nights of the blessed month of Ramadan. Part of this supplication reads, In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. O God, I start eulogy with your praise while it is you who show favor to your servants and guide them to goodness. O God, I'm certain that you are the most merciful of the merciful at the time of forgiveness and mercy. But at the time of reproof and punishment, you are the hardest punisher. O God, you allowed to call you and ask you. So, O hearing and merciful God, hear my praise and eulogy and answer me. O forgiver, ignore my sleep. O my God, many a hardship that you removed and many a sorrow that you eliminated and many a sleep that you ignored. Your pardoning against my ample crime has made me greedy to ask you what I do not deserve, what you have sustained me out of mercy. This very mercy has caused me to ask you with certainty. I'm so ignorant that if fulfillment of my need is delayed, I protest you, whereas perhaps the delay is better for me because you are more aware than anyone about the end of affairs. My Lord, you call me, but I turn my back. And you make friend with me, but I hold a grudge against you. And you show affection to me, but I reject. Yet this does not prevent you from mercy to me. So have mercy upon your servant and grant him out of your goodness, as you are really generous and noble. Dear listeners, in another part of Dua Iftitah, we read, Praise belongs to God for His forbearance while having knowledge and for His pardoning while having power. Praise belongs to God who is the creator of the creation, spreader of sustenance, splitter of mourning, the owner of greatness and nobility and grandeur and bounties. He is the far who is not visible, and near who is aware of secret conversations. He has no similar in shape, and needless of anyone to assist him. Praise belongs to God who answers me whenever I call him and covers all my defects while I disobey him. And he grants me his sustenance, but I do not compensate. Many a sweet bounty that he bestowed upon me and many a horrendous event that he safeguarded me against and many a wonderful joy that he showed me. Praise belongs to God who secures the fearful and rescues the righteous, exalts the abased and abases haughty. Praise belongs to God who guided us to this right path. And had he not guided us, we would not be guided.